Denmark's longest river, Gudenåen, a river of the gods, capable of carrying people, stones, and life itself. An ancient current of value, a living connection, a path in motion. Rich in plant life, flowering rush, clasping leaf pondweed, water crowfoot, burr reed and yellow pond lily. Along its banks, many large stones were placed, among them the Lango stones, 1 and 2. The Lango stone 1 was found as a fragment, a piece of a larger whole we may never truly understand. The inscription on the stone cannot be read or deciphered with certainty. After Thord. Was it raised in memory of Thord or someone else? The middle part is missing. At the base, marks from blasting show that the stone was split by human hands. As if by lithoclast, a stone breaker, its message was erased. Was it censorship, indifference, or simply ignorance? Born off, bygone, bound. The stone lost its relation to its place and to the landscape it once knew, and with it Lango lost part of its history. It was bound, bygone, before it was born off. An oak forest with ancient trees. They seem almost enchanted, as they are standing still in peace, allowed to twist and stretch their branches freely. The area is protected. Local farmers still graze their animals here, just as their ancestors did. This is old, overgrown, common land. And perhaps it has looked this way since the day the Lango stone was carved, placed by the river, discovered, removed, and eventually brought to Copenhagen. Now look at the drawings of the land, nature outside of time, no set era or age. In bold lines, light, and form, the landscape is allowed simply to be. Nurture and land shaping the area for thousands of years. A feeling of connection and of loss. A sense of being displaced, separated from its nature. The third drawing shows the Lango stone. Placed together, all three pastels symbolically reunite the stone with the landscape. A restoration, stone and place, once again connected, bound. A mark, a grave, a monument, raised after the Lango stone. Sisselbunda's three pastels bring the Lango stone back to its original surroundings. A ritual farewell, a peaceful burial. We can imagine the Gudenåen River's gentle flow, the scent of water plants, the hum of life all around. After Thord.